Hello and welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today our subject is jazz and its relationship to boxing. My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. So I suppose on the surface, boxing and jazz don't have a huge amount in common, but I would argue that in actual fact, they do have a kind of a relationship. I mean, it's a fact that there, a few jazz musicians were also boxers, both amateur and professional. I mean, probably the two best known, I would say, are Red Garland and Stan Levy. Red Garland was actually a professional boxer.
Stan Levy was as well.
That's true. Yeah, they were both professional boxers, and before they became musicians. And Red Garland, I mean, I suppose his claim to fame was he actually fought Sugar Ray Robinson. He actually went 8 rounds with Sugar Ray Robinson in 1942, but lost quite badly, I think. And I think that was probably one of the motivations for him to become a musician rather than a boxer. But he was a serious boxer, Red Garland, for sure. And the same with Stan Levy, really. I mean, I think his dad was a boxer, wasn't he? Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, he had a gym, I think, didn't he? And we talked about that. If you want to go back and listen to that episode, we talk about it in some detail there. I mean, was it Red Garland who boxed in the army? That's where it sort of started.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure when he started or where he started.
I think he did. And Miles Davis always trained as a boxer.
Yeah, I mean, I think Miles Davis and Stan Levy kind of roomed together for a couple of years, and I think Stan was probably the person who introduced Miles to boxing training. And I always think I don't think Miles ever fought competitively. I think he may have sparred, you know, but he did the training. But I think he probably liked the idea of him being a boxer. And there's loads of photos of him with, you know, in the boxing gear, and obviously he called his album Jack Johnson, you know, one of his later albums. So I think he liked the whole slightly macho kind of image of the boxer.
To draw comparisons, I think jam sessions are kind of sparring.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a long history of fitness in African American sort of culture, isn't there? And boxing gyms and playing sports. And if you're not a sportsman, you know, playing, shooting hoops and those sorts of things.
And I think also, you know, it was a way of sort of young black men kind of getting out of their situation, both jazz and boxing, in a way. You know, it was a way of escaping poverty and prejudice and moving on to something bigger and better.
It's interesting because for white jazz players, it's the exact opposite.
But also I think there's connections. I mean, it's interesting that some critics talked about, you know, Red Garland's sort of left-hand chords as being kind of like jabs, you know, the way that he kind of just jabs away with his left hand. And there's something about the rhythm of boxing. I mean, it was kind of, they're both kind of improvisatory, aren't they? You're making decisions in the moment, you know, based on what's happening. And there's the kind of the rhythmic aspect of boxing, the kind of combinations. I think there's a lot, once you start thinking about it, I think there's more and more kind of parallels, really, between the two.
Well, there's an article in The Sweet Science called Boxing is Like Jazz.
Mm.
And apparently George Foreman said boxing is like jazz.
But he also said, I think the full quote is, boxing is like jazz, the better it is, the less people appreciate it.
Yeah.
Which is,
that is a good end. Well, I was leaving that bit out. We like to be positive about jazz in there. Yes. But there are quite a lot of people. I think there were quite a lot of jazzers who did, you know, have go to gyms.
Yeah, who are into the culture of boxing, definitely. You know,
but and there's the whole sort of American subculture of the boxing film, isn't there? Anyway, we're unfortunately running out of time. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.